You're listening to the audio program Host and Guest, hosted by me, Rick Katchke. Now here's myself, Rick Katchke. Hey, welcome to episode 22, a palindrome of Host and Guest. I'm your host, Rick Katchke, and today I'm joined by improvisational actor and comedian Joe Bill. We'll have that interview in just a moment. Now, I do some creative writing on the side, and my writing technique is kind of unique in that I don't have anything really planned out. I just start writing, and usually it's late at night, and I sort of go into a trance where I don't even remember what I'm writing. I'm just letting my mind go, and I go into this weird place where I lose my sense of time or space. And then the next time that I go to write, I sort of refresh my memory, see what I wrote beforehand, and then go back into writing. But I forget it immediately. And it's weird because I have a wonderful memory, but for some reason I just totally lose track of what I've written, jokes that I've done, everything. I just completely lose it. But it's a very personal thing since it's just me writing in front of my computer. Nobody sees this Rick Katchke. Well, people did get to see this version of me last week Friday. I'm in an improv group here in Milwaukee called Meanwhile, and I was able to host the show for the first time Friday night. But the problem was I worked about 55 hours doing heavy lifting last week, and I was totally worn out. I don't drink, I don't smoke, but I probably came off as either drunk or high. Because when I was doing my intros of people at the beginning and trying to warm the crowd up, I was completely lost in what I was saying. Like, midway through a sentence, I didn't know what I'd said prior, and so I didn't know where the sentence was supposed to go or what I was saying. It was probably a train wreck. And it's just weird that people got to see this side of me. Needless to say, the night did end up with me half naked on stage. We'll have the interview with Joe Bill in just a moment. My guest on today's program is Joe Bill, an improvisational actor and comedian, best known for his work with the duo Bassprov. I spoke to him after an improv workshop in Milwaukee. All right, welcome to another edition of Host and Guest. Today I'm joined by Joe Bill. Thanks for being on the program, Joe.
My pleasure, Rick.
Now, you are a renowned improviser.
If you say so.
And I think I'd like to kick it off by asking you how you got involved in improvisation.
Got you. I first learned improvisation in high school, and so I did my first improv games in 1977. And I think fairly quickly I realized that there is something about improvisation, mostly like not having to memorize a script, that felt like a good thing to me. So that's how I first got introduced.
Sure. And then did you relocate to the Chicago area? Is that how you really got involved in the improv scene?
I think it kicked in when my junior year in college. I auditioned for a group that Mick Napier was directing with another guy named Dave McNerlin. That group was called Double Take at Indiana University. And I met... probably half of that group ended up moving up to Chicago between like 85 and 87. And then four or five of us, along with friends of ours that we met at I.O. Chicago, ended up founding the Annoyance Theater.
Sure.
So I'd say it was probably college where it really kicked in. It's like, yeah, this is something I want to do. Right around that time, I also met Del Close.
Okay.
And I was sort of taken by his... you know, the crazy shit he was talking about. And so,
sure.
Yeah, that was a big part of me moving to Chicago.
Now, you just mentioned Mick Napier. He's been on the show.
Cool.
What's your relationship been with Mick over the years? How has that evolved?
God, it's... wow, that's a good one. How much time do we have? I think I can say that, like, I'm very grateful to Mick because he really... strove to articulate a different view of improvisation.
Sure.
And I think together, myself and Mick and Mark Sutton, especially, we've sort of evolved the practices that we put into place in college into the foundations of the Annoyance Theater. And Mick really was the one that kind of first articulated this notion that classically at improv, you're taught that your job is to take care of your scene partner first. Mm-hmm. And while we believe that, we believe the best way to take care of your scene partner is to take care of yourself, endow yourself with something in
right.
improv scene. And so, you know, there were years where, I don't know, I think I'm more interested in talking about, I can guarantee you I'm more interested in talking about improv than Mick is. And I haven't even heard the show, but I'm sure he probably said something like, I hate talking about improv. I fucking hate it.
It's a solid impersonation.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I've known Mick for, oh my God, 26 years or something like that.
Oh, wow.
So now I see Mick probably, I don't know, 3 or 4 times a year, and he does an improv show. I'm not sure if he mentioned Skinprov, which is barely an improv show. I think it's just an excuse for him and his guy buddies to get mostly naked and improvise together. And I think I'm a little bit more of a longhorn. I'm a longhorn.
You love long horror improvisation.
I love long horror improvisation.
Mm-hmm. Wes Craven.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think I'm a little bit more like touched by Dell and the idea of creating instantaneous theater. And I think Mick, he's done so much. I don't really think he's got a lot of interest in like innovating or anything. I think long form bores him. I think he likes funny and he likes creating stuff and
sure,
you know. Anything to distract him from his anger about not smoking anymore, I think that's probably what improv is good for him for.
Now you mentioned Mark Sutton. You and Mark are of the signature group Bassprov.
Yes.
Could you explain to the audience what Bassprov is?
Bassprov is a two-man improvised show. That's it's a real-time improv piece. So we play two characters from Indiana. I'm Earl Hinkle, and he's Donnie Weaver. And we play the same guys every week. We take two audience suggestions, mm-hmm. and we have two fishing poles and a cooler of actual beer on stage with us, which is the point. And based on those suggestions, then we create like a one-act play, like one scene that lasts anywhere from 25 to 60 minutes, depending on where we're performing.
Sure.
So it literally is just two guys sitting in a boat, figuring things out, and drinking beer and pretending to fish.
Now you've had many guests on Bassprov. What were some of your favorite guests that you've had perform with you?
Well, I mean, Fred Willard was great because he was kind of the first huge star, and he played himself. He played himself, Fred Willard. And it's one of my...
Does he ever play?
No. And we were warned before. It's like, oh, Fred, you know, he's a live wire. If he's bored in 3 minutes, he'll just walk out of the freaking boat. And that also has one of my favorite beginning lines of Bassprov. So we're at the Chicago Improv Festival, packed house, Fred Willard sitting there. And we've gone through all the nervous, you know, niceties before the show. And we get our suggestions and the lights come up and Sutton goes, 25 years. You mean to tell me 25 years we've known each other and I never ever let slip that Fred Willard was my cousin? And it just brought down the house and Fred went, oh, this must be good. And about 3 or 4 minutes in it, he kind of got what it was, and he was great.
Sure.
And then, you know, there's regulars that we love playing. We love playing with Ed Furman, TJ Jagodowski, David Pasquese, Horatio Sands, Matt Walsh. You know, and they're all, you know, Ed's retired, so he won't play anymore. But, like, there's been a bunch of people that are some now very famous that we've known for long times.
Sure.
And for Mark and I, it's... You know, it's a little different show when we have somebody sitting in, but that's also kind of what makes it fun, you know.
Now, you guys have a performance coming up at the Chicago Improv Festival. Do you have any other planned performances?
We're going to be in Boston the first weekend in May, on May 2nd at Improv Boston. We're going to be in Austin, Texas. Let me see. There's some other things, but those are the... Chicago Improv Festival, Austin, Texas, and Improv Boston in the next couple months are the ones coming up.
Sure. Now, every week on the show, we always ask for some recommendations.
Mm-hmm.
So, first of all, a movie recommendation.
Wow. I guess the last movie, I love Slumdog Millionaire.
Certainly.
So that was awesome. I also tell people... I love John Waters' Desperate Living.
Okay.
so it's a breed of bad acting that so permeates the movie that it becomes a style in and of itself.
Sure.
And when John Waters came to our theater to speak, when asked about that, he said, "Oh, I was in a really bad mood during that shoot." So Slumdog is great, and I'd say Desperate Living.
Make a double feature out of
it. Sure, yeah. They have nothing to do with each other.
Then an album recommendation?
Oh, what have I been listening to? An album recommendation. Who's your audience? Who's your demographic?
It's the world.
I got you.
So any world music.
Yeah, you know what? I took a suggestion from Todd Rundgren and bought a bunch of Bill Evans, and he's a jazz pianist. It was okay. Like, I guess, from what I hear, kind of a Del Close of his time, and it was like he was freaking awesome. And so there's a Bill Evans album where he plays with an orchestra, and then there's another one. But anything by Bill Evans, you want to hear a madman just play jazz on the piano, I'll recommend that.
Did Todd Rundgren personally recommend this to you?
Yeah, I'm a total Todd geek, so... So yeah, I go to like websites and I check out where Todd's going and whatever. Todd Rundgren's a cappella album is fun.
His work with the Cars, the New Cars.
Yeah, I've done the New Cars, and he likes a lot of the Japanese singers. I think he produced Meatloaf, maybe. I don't know.
Now, finally, since you would have a good idea of what is good improv, what you enjoy, an improv group that people might not know about, but you'd recommend checking out.
I'll give you a couple. In L.A., I really love Rozowski and Clifford. That's Dave Rozowski and Carrie Clifford. There's also a group called Trophy Wife, which is great. There's a group called Code Duello from Improv Boston that recreate the Hamilton Bird duel. So they're that's awesome. I also the improvised Shakespeare show at I.O. Chicago is fabulous as well. So those are kind of the first ones that are, like, anytime I'm near any of those shows, I'm definitely, like, must see them.
Excellent. Well, Joe, thank you so much for being on the program.
My pleasure. Best of luck to you, and we'll see you down the road.
Thanks.
All right.
Thanks again to Joe Bill for joining me on the program. You can check out his group, Bassprov, at the upcoming Chicago Improv Festival. The host and guest theme song is done by Tiny Folk. You can check out all of Tiny Folk's music for absolutely no cost whatsoever at CLLCT.com. Just search for Tiny Folk, TinyFolk. I've been your host, Rick Hatchby, and this has been another episode of my show, Host and Guest. Sand gas, 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 sand g